This is Decoded Datebook for May 29th. On this date in 1914, Canada experienced its worst maritime disaster during peacetime. Just 2 years after the Titanic went down, the Empress of Ireland collided with a fully loaded cargo ship in the St. Lawrence Seaway. The Empress had left Quebec City just 12 hours earlier. She was bound for Liverpool with nearly 1,500 people on board. Among the passengers was Miss Jenny Newton of Antler, North Dakota, who was on her way to visit British relatives. After everyone had settled into their berths for the night, Captain Henry Kendall spotted a ship a few miles to starboard, coming in from Nova Scotia. Kendall believed the ship was signaling green, meaning it intended to pass to starboard. Unfortunately, a dense layer of fog obscured the view, so Kendall gave 3 short blasts to indicate he was reversing. Then he gave 2 more blasts to inform the oncoming ship that the Empress had stopped. Suddenly, the freighter emerged from the fog. It was heading straight for the Empress. Captain Kendall quickly ordered an evasive maneuver, but it was too late. The steel-tipped hull of the oncoming ship sliced into the side of the Empress. Water gushed into the 250-foot gash. Survivor George Atwell later wrote, "When it is remembered that all lights went out shortly after the collision and the giant ship had turned over on her side, it will be realized how utterly hopeless it was for most of the passengers to do anything for themselves." When the cold water hit the boilers, they exploded, and 14 minutes after being struck, the Empress keeled over with only 5 lifeboats launched. By the time help arrived, the Empress had lost more passengers than the Titanic. The crew of the freighter saved several hundred, but when morning broke, the numbers were crushing. 1,012 dead, and only 465 saved. The results became controversial when it was learned that the number of men who survived far outweighed the number of women and children. In fact, only 4 of the 138 children were saved. In stark contrast, more than half of the survivors were crew members. A familiar quote among all was, "There wasn't time." Back in Antler, the news was that Miss Jenny Newton was among the survivors, but sadly, it wasn't true. Jenny was one of the dead who were recovered and identified. It was the world's 2nd worst maritime disaster during peacetime. Today's Decoded Datebook was written by Mary Helm. I'm Errol Pepcorn.